live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A special WCDO presentation tonight. We're live courtside at the Carrier Dome for the Section 3 Class D Girls Championship game. Cooperstown takes on Little Falls. And I'm joined by my Cooperstown expert. He's back again, Matt Hazard. Matt, great to have you.
Thanks for having me again, Nate. This time it's in the dome.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, I got to say, for a sectional championship game to have a venue like this. You know, geographically, it's maybe not the best for everybody in Section 3, but hey, what a cool experience.
Oh, it really is. But as we talked about offline here, the big thing is how do the girls on both teams handle the ability to shoot in this arena. I mean, the arena is empty. It's got plenty of fans, but it's still empty. And when they had 36,000 people here or whatever for the Syracuse-Duke game, it's still the same court. But the perspective of the shooter is a lot different this go-around.
I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations. Of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. There's a lot going on tonight, folks. Those Class C and D boys games down in Section 4 and the B games all got postponed last night. We were supposed to do those games on the radio at Oneonta State, so we're keeping an eye on all of those games. Those games started at 6 and 7:30, so we're kind of just watching everything. We'll have lots of score updates for you. And, of course, we'll have the Cooperstown Girls and Little Falls coming up when we come back on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales has the widest variety of vehicles in the area. Over 150 to choose on two lots in Sydney. And these just in. 12. Yes, I said 12. 2017 Nissan Versus for just $99.75. Choose from 7 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander SEs. Four-wheel drive, only $18.975. Test drive a 2010 Ram 2500 with utility box, just 16,000 miles. Check out a 2010 Ford Econoline box truck with 12-foot box and a power lift gate, only $14.975. There's a gorgeous 2018 Dodge Journey Crossroad, all-wheel drive with under 15,000 miles. And a 2016 Lexus ES350, one owner and just 18,000 miles with leather heated seats and navigation. Let's face it, folks, nobody has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. With two locations on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Before we forget, let's get you some out-of-town scores. Unadilla Valley boys are playing down at SUNY Cortland right now. After three quarters, they lead Newfield 53-28. The text I got said UV's putting on a clinic. So UV is in the semifinals, trying to get back to the finals where they were a year ago and won. So congratulations there to UV so far tonight, playing a great game. The other game right now that we're keeping an eye on is still at the half. The Edmiston boys leading South Courtright 25-24. That's in the Class D Section 4 semis at Oneonta State. That's the 1 versus the 4 seed. Edmiston is the 4, SK is the 1. So we'll keep an eye on that. Other games we're keeping an eye on tonight, Norwich boys at Owego, Oneonta's at Seton. And, of course, Morris and Marathon is the other D game we're keeping an eye on here tonight. So, again, Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you live from the Carrier Dome. And, Matt, you said it earlier, great atmosphere here for this. How will the girls handle shooting here? One thing that I think Section 3 did that must help all these teams. They had like a media day where they came in and they were able to walk around and kind of see what it's all about, maybe kind of get the jaw dropping over with.
Yeah, you know, last year I was on the boys' sidelines and we had the opportunity to do that, but it was only the coaches and the two captains at that point last year. However, this year, actually, both boys and girls teams were able to make the trip, and that's a huge advantage when you can come and you can look at the venue, not be overwhelmed when you walk into the size of it. Little Falls actually played on this court last year, so a lot of their players are very familiar with it, and this is the first time for any of the Cooperstown players. So they come and they watch games, and you can already tell looking at some of the warm-up shots, you know, it's a big adjustment for a lot of these girls.
And we'll be back here on Sunday as the Cooperstown boys will take on Utica Academy of Science in their Section 3 Class D semi. What do you think about that game? That's going to be a track meet.
That's going to be a doozy. They split the games earlier this year. Actually, Utica Academy of Science down in Cooperstown was up 4, I believe, at halftime. And Cooperstown went on one of their famous third-quarter runs, and they pulled away and won that game very easily. And then they went and played at Herkimer Community College just a couple of weeks ago, and Utica had it was a different story. Utica ended up winning that. They're used to playing on a college-sized court, which is a big adjustment for a lot of folks, a lot longer. Endurance needs a little bit more. So that's going to be a very, very interesting game. One of the keys with that, though, is that Noah Lifgren, the all-star center or all-league and probably this year all-state center for Cooperstown, was out for part of that game with the flu.
I know that the flu was running through Cooperstown at that time,
yeah.
And that certainly didn't help things.
Yeah, thankfully it's avoided the girls' team, though, and the girls have been able to run quite a streak on ever since. The only two teams that have beat them in the last 2 months is Unitigo.
That's true.
They beat them twice.
And, folks, things could work out. We don't want to jinx anybody, curse anybody, but Unitigo girls are playing on Saturday, the Section 4 Class C Finals against Watkins Glen. We'll do that game at 1 o'clock on Saturday right here on CDO. That game's down at SUNY Cortland. If Unitigo won that game and Cooperstown wins here tonight, they could be playing in the state quarterfinals against each other.
Yeah, which is really cool. It would be neat to see two local teams like that.
It'd be great.
To have that. That's a kind of a dream scenario for Central New York. It's always cool because Section 3 and Section 4, they always play in the regionals at the Class C level. And, you know, they're the biggest sections. It's why they do that. They've got the most schools. And then they don't have to play that extra game. And that's a game where you play for a chance to go to Hudson in the state Final Four. So
very cool. Well, that kind of brings up a point. A lot of people over the last few years have said how much they've enjoyed us getting a little more coverage for Cooperstown down in our area. And I also have people who ask from time to time, well, you know, why are you going up there? Why? It's Section 3.
Yep.
To me, I mean, CDO stands for Chenango, Delaware, Otsego. And I like to take that very literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Cooperstown is in Otsego County. And with the success that the athletic programs have had at Cooperstown, I just can't ignore that, and I love to go up there. The community is great. We have a ton of special sponsors we're going to recognize, and so glad to be here for something like this.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool, too. It's great for the kids. You know, they follow the famous Nate Lowell on Twitter and all the social media aspects. But what's great is it's an opportunity because it's a different type. You see different teams. Cooperstown is the most southern part of Section 3.
Right.
So, you know, it was a two-hour drive to come up to the Dome, but we always look forward to the opportunity to be able to showcase what we have. We do have basketball runs deep in Cooperstown. The tradition there is huge, and you got to give Mike Niles a lot of credit. Since 2007, when he took over the program, got a state title, number of sectional championships. He's turned that into a winning program and something we can be proud of, which the boys have had since the 50s and 60s.
Sure. No, it's a great tradition. I think I've seen some posters and some shirts from time to time that say, you know, what is it, it's a basketball town with a baseball problem,
yep,
or
exactly,
whatever that is, and I totally agree. And I think on the local level, when you think of Cooperstown, basketball is a great thing that you guys have going. So
yeah.
Big one here tonight. Little Falls is the 2 seed. Cooperstown is the 4 seed. They upset number 1 Weedsport 63-60 to get here. So this is going to be a fun battle here tonight. We're going to pause for the starting lineup, the national anthem. Again, we're courtside here at Jim Boeheim Court, Syracuse University. For me, this is a little extra special, too. I actually went to grad school at Syracuse, and it's nice to be back here in the Dome again, so I really enjoy it. All right, we're going to take a break for the national anthem. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU, a Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Matt will have our Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes starting lineups here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, starting at guard for Cooperstown will be number 5, Lauren Vibbard. Stands no more than 5 feet if you had a good day, but she is truly a bulldog. She's joined in the backcourt by Kate Trossett, number 12, the unprecedented leader of this team. She is the point guard, and she also is the leading scorer. Then you have guard forward Piper Seaman, transfer from Richfield Springs a few years back. She's made a, her imprint on the community for sure. Probably their best three-point threat. Then in the front court, you got eighth grader Megan Sherman, probably the most athletic person on the court today. And ever since she was inserted in the Cooperstown lineup in early January, they've gone 14-1. And then you've got your center, Emily Perez. Emily is a senior captain, and she's been fantastic leading this young team on and off the court. So that's your Cooperstown lineup for tonight.
On the other side for Little Falls, again, they are the 2 seed. Longtime head coach Pam Munger. They have senior number 3, Nicole Failing, senior number 11, Olivia Langdon, senior number 12, Gina Marotti. They have freshman number 24, Olivia Lindsay, and senior number 25, Alexis Perone. So Little Falls, a team that's in the same league, the same conference as Cooperstown, strong tradition, and certainly a team that looks like they have some size here.
Yeah, you know, so the Center State Conference, I've been on the sidelines for this. The Center State Conference has been split into 2 different divisions in Class C. Little Falls this year is on the opposite side, so this is the first year that I can remember that Little Falls and Cooperstown have not actually played during the regular season. It's very unusual. Normally, they're very familiar with each other. This is an old-school Center State matchup, and what I mean by that is it's going to be physical. It's going to be a very good game. They're very familiar with each other. They grew up playing against each other. And, you know, we're biased, but Center State Conference in Section 3 is the hardest conference. That is why there's 2. I know that Cooperstown was seeded the 4 seed, but we talked earlier. They played Cambridge, who's the number 2 team in the state. They played Unitego twice, who beat them twice, and they're top 15. They played Delhi. They've gone out and they've challenged themselves. And, you know, so they're prepared for this game, no doubt.
Yeah, I've always admired what Coach Niles likes to do with his schedule. And just, I mean, right off the bat this year, taking on a team like Cambridge, who is a potential Final Four in the state team, and not being afraid to play someone like that early in the season, knowing that you might take a hard loss, a real hard loss, but you're going to learn from it, and when you get into league play, games like this, you'll be very well prepared.
Yeah, I mean, so it depends how a team wants to prepare themselves, right? When you've got a coach that wants to go out there and they want to get talent, I mean, it's the Tom Izzo approach at Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
He challenges himself earlier in the year, prepares his girls when they are ready to play, and that's what Coach Niles has done. He understands the level or the program that he's set up and knows that people want to play him and they want to challenge themselves. When they see Cooperstown on the front of the uniform, that means something.
Cooperstown will be in the very appropriate Syracuse orange here tonight with the black and the white trim. Says Cooperstown in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Little Falls is in the home whites. They are the Mounties. It says Mounties across the front of the uniform. Purple and black trim. Cooperstown will win the opening tip, and here's Kate Trossett as the Hawkeyes will go right to left here
at
the Dome.
No surprise you that Little Falls comes out in man-to-man. That you'll see both teams go man-to-man, which how often do you see that in girls' basketball at this level?
Trossett takes it right to the rim on a floater. It's no good. A rebound for Little Falls, and they try to take it coast-to-coast with Olivia Lindsay. An early foul on the Hawkeyes as she, you know, pretty much got shot out of the cannon there, tried to go all the way.
Yeah, so she's a freshman. Megan Sherman and Cooperstown's an eighth grader. Two of the youngest, and they're the most athletic on the court, for sure.
Here's Perrone on the baseline, looking to get it in for the Mounties. Pass left side corner. Little pull-up jumper for Olivia Lindsay is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Little Falls comes back up with it, and they'll have a fresh 30 to work with.
Yeah, looking at Little Falls, the person that you have to watch on this is Olivia Langdon, number 11. The offense generally goes through her. She's a big. But right there, you got number 25, Alexis Perrone, with an outside shot. That's something that Cooperstown was concerned with. She's a transfer to Little Falls this year.
A long two-pointer there from the right wing side, and Little Falls leads 2-0 over Cooperstown. Hawkeyes answer right back. Good pass from Perez down low to the right low block for Sherman, and the eighth grader finishes.
Absolutely. That was a great high screen cut, a staple play for Cooperstown.
We're tied 2-2, a minute into the game here in the Section 3 Class D semis at the Dome, and a traveling violation on Little Falls will give it back to Cooperstown.
So now this is what you're going to see from Little Falls. They're going to come out with a token 2-2-1 press. This is something that Pam Munger has done for years, and they'll just kind of fall back, but they want to challenge you getting the ball in.
Here's Trossett across midcourt for Cooperstown. Wants to take it all the way to the rim and does. Tough angle shot. She gets it to go.
That's huge for Trossett going right to the hoop. If she gets to the hoop, it's going to be a good day for Cooperstown. And her to see one go in early is huge for her confidence.
Hawkeyes lead 4-2. They'll pass to the right side for Olivia Lindsay. Now it's stolen away by Perez. And Perez down the left side of the floor takes it right to the rack. A little too strong. Sherman with the rebound, and she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. The eighth grader has really come on here in the second half of the season.
Well, it's because she's naive. She doesn't know what's going on right now. No, she is an absolute talent. But how about that? You had the center steal the ball, take it right to the hoop, and then you had the eighth grade forward follow. And so you had your two front court people leading the fast break. It was pretty cool to see.
Sherman's first foul shot is good. Caught up with her dad before the game, and they were here for that kind of shoot-around day the other day where they got to walk around. And she will go 2-for-2 at the line. They said she was on the field doing backflips. Really enjoying the moment as they got a chance to go on the football field.
Well, she plays AAU at a high level out of Albany, and that's actually huge for this because they play in big arenas in front of big crowds, and so she's prepared for this moment.
Little Falls with the ball, another pull-up jumper right side here for Olivia Lindsay is off the mark. A rebound is for Olivia Langdon, and then she'll pass over to Perrone, who gets it to go.
Yeah, that's what could be problem. Perrone stands really tall, as well as Langdon, and they didn't really jump on that, and they were able to gather a couple rebounds there.
Cooperstown leads Little Falls 6-4 here at the Carrier Dome. Here's Piper Seaman with a right side three-pointer. It's off the mark and a rebound down low there for Nicole Failing. Here come the Mounties. They'll work it back to the top of the key. They want a straightaway three-pointer. This one is too strong for Alexis Perrone. Rebound for the smallest player on the court, Lauren Vibbard.
Get used to saying that.
Yeah, she is scrappy underneath. We've seen it all year.
Yeah, so to set it up for a lot of people that are listening, imagine Little Falls is the same type as Unitego. They just came off of a state run at girls soccer. Now they come right into this sectional final for basketball. That's the type of community you're talking about here. And you had Trossett hit Sherman on the back door, and she was blocked.
So the Mounties will bring it back up the floor to the left side, and they'll try to tie this game up, perhaps take the lead. They trail 6-4. Cooperstown's in the lead. Turnaround jumper at the right elbow is off the mark for Langdon. Trots it with a rebound, and here come the Hawkeyes. Back across the big Syracuse S at midcourt. Trossett, again, right into the orange paint. The floater is too strong. Rebound for Piper Seaman. Both teams scrambling for it. Mounties come away with the ball. They try a long home run pass ahead. They do connect, but Cooperstown hustles back on defense. Here's Nicole Failing. She'll zip it down low. A pull-up jumper is, again, too strong for the Mounties. Shot there was from Langdon. Rebound for Cooperstown.
And Trossett walks the ball up the court. Here's a little information for you. Kate Trossett's father went to Georgetown. Her mother went to Syracuse.
Oh,
so
boy.
Imagine that household.
Piper Seaman to the right side of the floor lost it. Pass was a little too hot for her. And here come the Mounties back up the floor left side. They go to the right wing now for Langdon. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, and it goes right to the hands of Vibbard for Cooperstown.
Honestly, Little Falls looks more nervous right now. They're really fumbling the ball around. Trossett takes it back to the hoop, goes right off the rim, and Langdon gets a rebound and now sprinting down the court.
Here come the Mounties. They trail 6-4 against Cooperstown. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Mounties with the ball. They go back to the top of the key. Straightaway three-pointer is good for the very tall senior, Alexis Perrone. She's got all 7 points for Little Falls.
Yeah, this is what she did in the semifinal game, too. She stood on the outside, and she would shoot it. And they've got Megan Sherman on her, who's a little bit longer, more athletic, but Megan is collapsing right now into the paint, and it's leaving Perrone open. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustment they end up making.
Here is Perez at the left elbow. Gets into the paint for Cooperstown. Takes it right to the rack. It's a little too strong. Rebound for the Mounties. And Marotti is back up the floor. Wants to take it to the rim. Sherman was there to intercept it, but then her outlet pass is picked back off, and Little Falls comes away. So 3:15 to go, first quarter. Little Falls dumps it down low. The jumper is good for Olivia Lindsay. Little Falls leads Cooperstown 9-6 now. 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
And actually, Little Falls, I think they've made a quick adjustment. They've fallen back into man-to-man, half-court man. They've taken the press off. I think Cooperstown's a little too quick for him in the backcourt. Piper goes under the basket, throws it up with a reverse layup underneath the basket. That was quite the shot.
So Piper Seaman cuts this to a one-point game, 9-8. Little Falls is ahead with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Marotti. She goes to the high post for Langdon. Takes it right to the rim, and the kiss off the glass is no good. Rebound is up for grabs. Cooperstown rips it down. Perez outlet pass to Vibbard. Again, Little Falls leading 9-8 over Cooperstown with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Piper Seaman, left side corner, lost control of it. Now on the baseline to the left low block, back out Perez. Shot from the foul line is short. Ball still inbounds, but last touch now by Piper Seaman. Back to the Mounties with 2:10 to go. Want to take a quick moment to recognize several of our special sponsors who are supporting not only tonight, but the Cooperstown game we're going to do here on Sunday for the Boys Championship. Those include NYCM Insurance, Schneider's Bakery on Main Street in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, and Mel's at 22 Restaurant, as well as the Clark Sports Center.
And Cooperstown just made an adjustment. They just brought in Kate Donnelly in the game. She's more of a guard, and she took, Failing runs off of a screen, gets an easy layup, but Donnelly replaces Sherman, who was getting a little out of her comfort zone trying to guard Perrone on the outside, who's got 9 points already.
Little Falls 11, Cooperstown 8. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Trossett will take it and try a jumper from the right baseline, and she is fouled. Foul will be on Marotti. And so Marotti will pick up her first foul, I should say, and the second team foul on the Mounties. Hawkeyes will get it in. They go to Vibbard, who gets to the top of the key. Now to Trossett, left side. Thought about a three. Doesn't pull it. Now she does. A little short, and a rebound for the Mounties. Little Falls sprinting back down the floor. Marotti will dump one off, and the pull-up jumper is good for Nicole Failing. And Little Falls, their biggest lead of the game, 13-8, with a minute 15 to go, first quarter.
Yeah, what Little Falls is doing is they're getting a rebound, and they're just breaking out in epic fashion, if you will. Trossett goes to the hoop and throws it off the backboard, and Emily Perez gets it tied up, and now possession goes to Little Falls. But what they're doing is they're trying to beat Cooperstown down the court, and they're having pretty good effectiveness right now.
And so the Mounties will look to bring it back up the floor with a minute to go. Little Falls 13, Cooperstown 8. Minutes to go in the first quarter, I should say. Live from the Carrier Dome here tonight. Special presentation on WCDO. They'll look to take it right side. Now they go back into the paint. Little falls with the ball. Pull-up jumper for Perrone is blocked, and then the rebound opportunity goes right back to her. Puts it up, and this time she is fouled. Perrone standing just a couple inches taller than everybody, and right now it's making a difference.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things when Megan Sherman's off the, not on the floor, they don't. That's their best rebounder. She generally averages 10 to 12 rebounds a game. She's ready to check back in here, but they're losing the offensive rebounds, unfortunately.
First shot is up and good here for Perrone. She now has 8 of Little Falls' 14 points. So Little Falls leads Cooperstown 14-8. I think it's important the Hawkeyes don't dig themselves too much of a hole here. Second shot is good for Perrone. So Little Falls leads 15-8. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Trossett down the right side of the floor. Trossett looking for options here for the Hawkeyes. They go to Sherman at the right low block. Sherman puts it up and in.
Sherman is proven right now to be kind of a key to this game. She's got 6 points on offense, all going towards the hoop. And if they can get to the hoop, that's big. Now Cooperstown cuts the lead 15-10. 20 seconds left on the clock.
And so Little Falls with the ball. Let's see if the Hawkeyes can get a stop here. This would be big late in the first quarter. Little Falls will go to the foul line. Here is Langdon. Back outside, a three-pointer is taken by Marotti. Rebound by guess who? Sherman, the eighth grader. Outlet pass to Trossett. 5 seconds to go. Trossett takes it right to the rim. Too strong. Rebound loose. Little Falls comes up with it. Can they get a shot off? No. First quarter in the books. It's Little Falls leading Cooperstown 15-10 in the Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game. Live from the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just want to pass along the Unadilla Valley boys have defeated Newfield at 65-42. And so,
wow, big win.
Yeah, the Storm will be going to the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. They'll play the winner of Moravia and Lansing on Saturday. Kate Trossett back here in Syracuse with a huge dagger three-pointer from the left side. It is 15-13. Trossett now with 5 points, and the Hawkeyes are right back in it, trailing by 2 early in the second quarter. Little Falls will get it into the paint, intercepted here by the Hawkeyes. Outlet pass from Piper Seaman finds Kate Trossett, the senior guard down the left side of the floor, will dish it off. Shot is up and good on the far side from Kate Donnelly, and we're tied at 15. Big comeback here. Cooperstown was just down 15-8.
Huge, and Kate Donnelly to get involved this quick is really important for Cooperstown.
Little Falls sends it into the paint. Pull-up jumper is no good. Second chance opportunity is also short, and a rebound for the Hawkeyes. Trossett again wants to run. Turns on the Jets left side. Trossett to the hoop. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for the Mounties, and they'll look to walk it back up the floor and slow the pace a little bit. 6:50 to go in the second quarter, and it's Little Falls and Cooperstown knotted up at 15. Mounties want again take it to the rim. Here is Nicole failing, and she splits the defense and gets it to go.
Yeah, Cooperstown didn't have much help defense on that, and she was able to split two defenders and get right to the rim, and Cooperstown can't let those easy ones go.
And so here is Trossett at the top of the key now for Cooperstown. Left side, again, the Hawkeyes going right to left. Great backdoor cut by Piper. Seaman, Trossett finds her, and we're tied up again at 17.
Great set play. Going back into his playbook, if you will, for Liz Millay. He used to run a backdoor cut from the high screen, and he did it right there, and it worked out well.
And Little Falls answers right back. A shot in the paint from Olivia Lindsay. She was left wide open, and it's 19-17, Little Falls. Here is Trossett again trying to answer. for Cooperstown. They go to Donnelly on the right wing side as the Hawkeyes go right to left.
And Little Falls has changed to a 2-3 zone. They've gotten out of man.
Here's Trossett. A jumper from the left elbow is too strong. Rebound for the Mounties. Back across the Syracuse S at midcourt. They'll work it to the right low block and up and good there for Olivia Langdon. And Little Falls jumps ahead 21-17, 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Trossett across midcourt now for the Hawkeyes. Finds Bibbard left side back to Trossett. 20 on the shot clock, 5.5 to go before the halftime break. Piper Seaman now right side, skips across the top of the zone for Bibbard. Sandwiched between two defenders, back out for Trossett, tries to bank a three. Too much spice on that one, and the Mounties will scoop it up.
Yeah, who's looking to check in for Cooperstown here, and the next possession is Emily Perez. When the 2-3 zone, when she's in the game, she works the middle of the zone very well, and they need that right now.
Stripped here as Little Falls went up for a shot. Donnelly got a piece of it, knocked out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to go back to the Hawkeyes. So Little Falls leading the Cooperstown girls 21-17, the sectional finals here for Section 3 Class C at the Carrier Dome tonight. 5:05 to go, second quarter. Cooperstown hanging tough. Cooperstown's the 4 seed. Little Falls the 2 seed. We'll have some more updates on some of the Section 4 games at halftime, but again, the UV boys have advanced to Saturday's championship game with a win tonight as Kate Trossett gets to the foul line and is fouled here by Nicole Failing as she went up to shoot two.
UV looking to go defend their title.
I was worried because Newfield's a tough team, a lot of good experience from the last few years. They've been down in Class D. Made it to the state final four the last 2 years, but UV came to play tonight.
Yeah, barely.
Trossett's first shot from the line is good, and the senior has 6 points.
Now entering the game for Cooperstown is Ashley Cuber for Lauren Bibbard. Ashley brings them a little bit more of an offensive threat on the outside. She'll shoot up a few threes here, and we'll see if they can fall. That would be huge for them.
Trossett 2-for-2 at the line, and a big thank you to Kate's dad, Michael Trossett, and the Trossett Group attorneys for being one of our special sponsors tonight. Back up the floor, Mounties have it right side. Dribbling through traffic is Gina Marotti. She'll work one to the right elbow. Now back to the hands of Marotti. 15 on the shot clock. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Little Falls leads Cooperstown 21-19. Pull-up jumper long two is short. And a rebound for the 8th grader, Megan Sherman. Into the hands of the guard, Kate Trossett, back across midcourt. Now for the Hawkeyes. Trossett will have it left side, pulls up for a three, just a little short on that one. Looks good, though. Rebound for the Mounties. Quickly, the freshman in transition, Olivia Lindsay off the glass. It rolls all the way around the bowl, but won't go down. And the Hawkeyes scoop up another rebound with Perez. She's doing a good job.
Yeah, Emily Perez entering back in the game is huge. What she does on the offense is she controls the foul line. So she's got it right now at the foul line. She's able to dish. She's the best passer on the team. Hits Megan Sherman. Unfortunately, she misses. And now Little Falls is trying to break out again.
Mounties back up the floor with a 2-point lead. Second quarter, 3:40 to go. Little Falls 21, Cooperstown 19. Intercepted here by the Hawkeyes. A lot of active hands tonight for the Hawkeyes on D. Ahead for Piper Seaman. Gets into the lane. Little Dr. J finger roll finishes it off. And Seaman's got 6 points.
Yeah, she broke out on the sideline. She was able to cross over, use the rim as a little bit of a protection for her. And able to tie the game 21 all.
3:15 to go, second quarter. Little Falls with the ball. They're in the white with the purple trim. Pull-up jumper on the right baseline is no good for the Mounties. A rebound down low for Olivia Langdon. Her second chance won't go. Piper Seaman's able to wrestle it away from her. Here come the Hawkeyes, left side. Hawkeyes back to the top of the key. Seaman will jump one out to the right side of the floor now for Cuber. Cuber back to Megan Sherman. Into the corner for Seaman. Pull-up jumper. A little too much mustard on that one. It's an air ball, and the Mounties with a rebound. So we're tied up at 21 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter.
These last 2 minutes are going to be huge for either team.
Steal by Cuber, 2-on-1 if they can hurry, but stripped back away by the Mounties, and they'll hold on to possession. Right side of the floor now, the Mounties will take it to the rim. Olivia Lindsay is blocked down low by a combination of Perez and Seaman. And here come the Cooperstown Hawkeyes with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor, they find Perez. Really kind of been a back-and-forth game here so far.
Really has. It's been a streaky game for both teams, honestly. And now we've got a cross-court pass.
Seaman for Cuber. Her three dies on the front of the rim. Sherman fighting for a rebound, but the Mounties come away. Stolen back by Trossett. Knocked out of bounds. And let's see. The officials say it's going to stay, I believe, with the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Cooperstown hasn't been able to get any of their three-pointers to fall yet, other than one by Trousett. But they're getting the opportunities. It's just a matter of them taking advantage. And now Mike Niles sees an opportunity to call a timeout.
Hawkeyes take a timeout. We'll step away. 2:05 to go, second quarter. We're tied 21-21. Little Falls and Cooperstown. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Edmonton boys are up 59-57 with 3 seconds to go against South Courtright. Wow. Rams are the number one team in the state in Section 4 Class D, and they're in trouble right now with 4 seconds left.
Have they lost yet this year?
They've lost one game to Unadilla Valley.
Okay.
They have not lost against a Class D opponent this year. Out of the timeout, Little Falls with the basketball after a Cooperstown turnover. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key now for the Mounties with Nicole failing into the corner. We'll work it back off. They'll try to go down low, and it's intercepted here by Perez into the hands of Trossett. We come up on 90 seconds to go before our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Here's Trossett at the top of the key. Trossett goes to Piper Seaman. Down low for Sherman. Back out, Trossett fires up a three ball. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams fighting for it, scrambling. Little Falls will come away.
Tell you what, Trossett's shot, they're online. We've got the perfect angle, and they just seem just not falling yet, but hopefully they can start falling again soon here for
Edmonton. Knocks off South Courtright, 59-57. Wow, what a win for the Panthers, the 4 seed taking down SK. Little Falls here with a pull-up jumper on the baseline for Olivia Langdon, and a Little Falls leads 23-21.
Not going to lie, it's pretty cool, though, that Edmonton won. I mean, they're the town next door to Cooperstown, and it's pretty exciting to see another orange or black team win that.
Yeah, that's a great win for Edmonton. Sherman with a pull-up jumper here. It's off the mark. Perez is right there to clean up the trash and put it in. So Perez, her first basket. We're tied 23-23 with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter.
My guess is Little Falls will try to hold for the last shot here.
Mounties have it at the top of the key. It's intercepted by Perez. Ahead for Cuber. Breakaway layup, and she'll finish it. Cuber gets it to go. Timeout taken by Little Falls with 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. Coop takes the lead, 25-23, and we'll be right back.
As soon as I said that they were going to hold it, they get the steal.
Huge bucket there for the Hawkeyes, and we'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
15 seconds left before the half. Little Falls tries to take it right to the rim. Out of that timeout, it won't go. Cooperstown trying to leak out. Here is Sherman down the floor. Layup is good for Sherman with 3 seconds left. Little Falls tries a half-court heave, and this one is no good. Cooperstown pushes ahead 27-23 at the halftime break. The 4 seed leading the 2 seed at the break here.
Wow, that was huge. Cooperstown came out of that timeout with a full court press, and shockingly, they haven't pressed all game, and it caught a little falls off guard, and they ended up having to go down, and Cooperstown got the rebound and broke out, and Megan Sherman got the easy lay-in. So now they're up 27-23. Huge.
Big, big shift there for Cooperstown. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. The Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game here at the Dome. Cooperstown leads Little Falls 27-23 at the half. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
33 days. That's how long you have to open your high yield share certificate or IRA certificate at SFCU. SFCU has a 33-month share certificate or IRA certificate with an unbelievable dividend rate of 3.33% APY. The snow may be falling, but your money will be growing at 3.33% APY. Offer ends March 8, 2019. So hurry now to one of our 9 convenient branches in the Tri-County area or use the online method at sfcuonline.org. You have 33 days to get a 33-month share certificate or IRA certificate with a rate of 3.33% APY. Minimum balance of $3,000. Membership required. New money only. Some restrictions may apply. Offer ends March 8, 2019. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to the Carrier Dome here, folks. Nate Lowe and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito by calling them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick. UV Boys defeat Newfield 65-42 to advance to the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. That game will be at 3 o'clock on Saturday. That game will be at SUNY Cortland. They'll play the winner of Moravia and Lansing. Now, just a couple of minutes ago, the SK Boys, the number one team in the state in Class D, just lost to Edmiston. Edmiston is a very, very, very good team. Don't get me wrong. Parker Robinson and Josh Martin are two of the best D players in the area. And they defeated SK 59-57. Edmiston is the 4 seed. So Edmiston will go on to play the winner of Morris and Marathon. That game's tipping off in just a couple of minutes. Wow, just a huge out-of-town scoreboard look there. Some other games we'll be keeping an eye on tonight: Oneonta Boys and Seton, Norwich and Owego Boys, as well as Morris and Marathon. So our halftime score here at the Dome, Cooperstown girls leading at Little Falls 27-23, the Section 3 Class C title game. Megan Sherman with 8 points for Cooperstown, 7 for Kate Trossett, 6 for Piper Seaman, 2 apiece for Emily Perez and Ashley Cuber. On the other side for Little Falls, 9 from Alexis Perrone, 6 from Nicole Failing for Little Falls, and then 4 apiece for Olivia Langdon and Olivia Lindsay. So, Matt, this has been, as we said earlier, a game of runs back and forth. It's been a really fun, entertaining game to watch. Little Falls a little more size, but, you know, Coop's still doing a good job on the glass.
Yeah, you know, and I'm biased, but I can't see, I haven't seen Cooperstown play their best yet. And I think it was, they were streaky. But when they start playing like they did the last 2.5 minutes of that set, of that half, they're tough to beat. They were out running. Megan Sherman was honestly controlling a lot of things. But Kate Trossett is giving a lot of leadership to this team, as you can tell right now.
Yes.
She's bringing up the court, bringing the ball up the court, and she's letting the thing set up, and she's not forcing any shots, and that's huge. Now, Little Falls, on the other hand, they're kind of throwing it up on the rim and going and getting the ball, or on the defensive end, they get a rebound, and they just break out. So what Cooperstown, I would almost think, would have to adjust is when you got somebody like Lauren Vibbard, who isn't necessarily doing much on the offensive side right now, maybe having her rotate back, so then you have somebody back to try to take away any breakaways. I think that could be huge for them. Cooperstown did also put a full-court press on there, and it'll be interesting to see if he wants to trickle that in every once in a while.
Just want to, again, thank some of our special sponsors for tonight's game, including SFCU, Amphenol of Sydney, the Cooperstown Booster Club, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, of course, in Cooperstown, Bank of Cooperstown, and Stewart Shops. We are your coffee shop, as well as NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Schneider's Bakery on Main Street in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, Mel's at 22 Restaurant in Cooperstown, Clark Sports Center, the Trossett Group Attorney, Bassett Healthcare Network, as well as, of course, all our regular sponsors here for tonight's game, including the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. So Cooperstown leads Little Falls 27-23 at the Carrier Dome here in the Girls Section 3 Class C Championship game. Again, UV Boys winning tonight. Edmiston Boys winning tonight. It's been an exciting night. We would have been at those games last night. They got snowed out, moved to tonight, and we had our commitment here with Cooperstown. But, hey, it's that time of year. You never know. Upset City.
So. Yeah, and, you know, what's also nice about tonight is the Cooperstown Boys team is here supporting the girls. They actually get to see the court again. You see how it is. Get used to the atmosphere a little bit. I just saw Jack Lambert getting interviewed on TV. No surprise. And they're getting accustomed to the area, which could hopefully help them come Sunday when we're calling that game again as well.
Yeah, we'll be back here on Sunday at 1:45 tip between the Cooperstown Boys and Utica Academy of Science. We'll take a break. Start of the third quarter coming up here at the Dome in Syracuse on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter here at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. Just another update to pass along. Oneonta boys in the Class B semifinals are trailing Seton Catholic 41-28 at the half. So Little Falls will have the ball to start the third quarter. Again, live at the Carrier Dome here tonight. Special thanks to all our sponsors helping us out. Great opportunity to be here in Syracuse tonight. Cooperstown girls trying to win a sectional title. 27-23, Hawkeyes lead as the Mounties have the ball to start the third quarter. They'll take it down. A little bit of traveling violation is on Little Falls here for Olivia Lindsay. So Cooperstown will get the ball back going left to right. Here's Trossett up the floor. Across the big Syracuse S at midcourt. They go to Vibbard right side. Vibbard with a bounce pass to Piper Seaman. Seaman into the corner now for Trossett. Trossett left side, dribbles out of trouble here. Splits two defenders, tries to take it to the rim, but she's blocked, and there's that height for Little Falls with Olivia Langdon.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Little Falls was remained in the 2-3 zone. When they were going man early in the game, they actually were having more effect, but they've stuck with the 2-3.
Here's Trossett on the baseline, gets it into Vibbard. Into the paint, little up and under for Vibbard. Almost got it to go, and then a foul on Perez, I believe, on the rebound for Cooperstown.
Yeah, you know, one thing we didn't talk about at halftime that I think is important to also say is that Kate Donnelly came in the first quarter, and she actually stopped a little bit of a run that Little Falls had, and her defense there was huge, and it's allowed Cooperstown to actually build upon that, and we just wanted to give her proper recognition for the work that she put in those 4 minutes.
Mounties have it at midcourt. Little Falls with the basketball, trailing Cooperstown 27-23. They go to the high post. A pull-up jumper for Little Falls is off the rim and no good. Sherman going for a rebound, couldn't get there, and that was Xavier Jamie putting that one in.
Here. Yeah, Emily Perez tripped over Piper Seaman's foot, and unfortunately they were able to get an open shot in position on the inside.
So Jamie is able to hit the shot there. It's back to a two-point game. Here's Perez off a pass from Piper Seaman. No good. Sherman scoops up the rebound. Can't get the second chance. The Little Falls will sprint out of there with the rebound. Back up the floor. Here's the freshman for Little Falls taking it to the rim. She gets it, and she's fouled. Olivia Lindsay has tied this game back up.
You know, I remember watching her play last year, and you could tell then how good she was going to be, that she is going to be a very good player that Center State Conference Section 3 is going to unfortunately have to face for the next 4 years.
Her shot is up and good, so she's got 7 points. Very tall freshman for Little Falls. Here is Kate Trossett on the right side of the floor now for Cooperstown. Top of the key, she'll go to Piper Seaman, skips across the top of the zone, finds Vibbard for a pull-up long two, too strong, gets her own rebound, and wants to pull it back out. They got a fresh 30 to work with, and then a foul on Little Falls as they tried to trap her.
She got that rebound, she was going to go back up, and then she saw the 6 foot Olivia Langdon in front of her, and she was like, I don't think so.
6.5 to go in the third. Little Falls 28, Cooperstown 27. A tight one here, Section 3 championship. Here is Trossett back out, Piper Seaman for a three, splash for Seaman from downtown.
When Kate Trossett drives, good things happen, whether she gets the ball up to the rim or she's able to pass out like she did there, and Piper Seaman took advantage of the open shot.
Cooperstown leads 30-28 now. Here's Little Falls trying to answer. Shot is off the back of the rim. Mounties with the rebound. We'll have a foul underneath on Cooperstown as they're just jockeying for position there. And heading to the line will be Olivia Langdon here for the Mounties.
Yeah, it's just a lot of size that Cooperstown's dealing with a couple of folks underneath. And coming into the game after this foul shot is Natalie Fountain, junior for Cooperstown, who's hopefully going to be able to give a little bit more inside presence as she comes in for Emily Perez.
And so back to the line here for Olivia Langdon. Langdon will settle in. Second shot is good. So Langdon goes one out of two on that trip. And it's Cooperstown 30, Little Falls 29. Here is Vibbert at the top of the key. Cooperstown the 4 seed, Little Falls the 2 seed. Here is Trossett, gets to the foul line, pull-up jumper, too strong, rebound for the Mounties. And an outlet pass, and here they come. LF is down the floor to the right side. Now they'll work it back out. Pump fake here from Olivia Lindsay. Works it to Jamie on the left side, takes it to the rim. It's off the mark. Piper Seaman with a rebound. Seaman avoids some trouble and gets to midcourt. Now it's knocked out of her hands, but his last touch by the Mounties will stay with the Hawkeyes.
You know, we haven't talked. Liz Millay is in the stands here tonight, and we were talking before. She actually played on this court a couple times. They lost 1 year, actually two Little Falls, unfortunately, in the semifinals. But we were reminiscing about that before.
Piper Seaman with a pull-up jumper on the left side. No good. Vibbert with a rebound. Now out to Trossett. Pull up for Trossett is off the mark. And Little Falls will come away with it this time for Jamie on the left side. Bounce pass through traffic, and the Mounties put it up and in over on the far side. And that will be Nicole Failing. She has 8 points, and Little Falls retakes the lead over Cooperstown with 5 minutes to go in the third, 31-30.
Yeah, Pam Munger brought in Xavier Jamie, and she's actually given him a little spark, left-handed guard, that led that transition out back basket right there.
Trossett, left wing side, as the Hawkeyes in the orange with the white and black trim go left to right. Trossett to the foul line. The floater is good for Trossett. She's got 9.
The foul line floater, Nate.
That was nice, and it worked. And Cooperstown leads 32-31, 4.5 to go in the third. And Little Falls will try to take it to the rim. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch there by Sherman off her fingertips, and it'll stay with the Mounties. Of course, Liz Millay led Cooperstown to the 2015 state title in Class C, now plays across town at Division II Lemoyne.
Yep, two-time state player of the year.
Fantastic player. Still one of my favorites in my time here at CDO to watch, that's for sure. Piper Seaman, right side of the floor, lost it for a second, but holds on and will leave it back for Trossett with 4:15 to go in the third. Cooperstown leads by a point. Trossett trying to increase the lead. Her jumper is off the back of the rim, and Vibbert is there again. Again, the smallest player on the court continues to get big-time rebounds.
Absolute bulldog. That's the only word you can use to describe her.
Vibbert with a pump fake. Good fake at that. Takes it to the rim. This one is off the mark, but again gets a rebound. Under 5 foot tall, folks. I can't emphasize that enough. Vibbert, left side, pump fake, floater, this time rattles off the rim twice, no good. Fountain is there, that won't go down, and this time the Mounties finally come away with an extra chance.
You can tell there's seniors on both sides of this court. They do not want this to be their last game, and they're playing hard, which is why we got a one-point game halfway through the third.
3.5 to go in the third. It's 32-31. Cooperstown leads by a point. Pull-up jumper for Little Falls is good, and it's Olivia Langdon now with 7. Very balanced scoring here for the Mounties. They retake the lead 33-32.
Yeah, Little Falls got away with an offensive foul there because the Olivia Lindsay was hooking her defender underneath, but they were able to take advantage of the open shot opportunity.
Here's Trossett back to Vibbert, straightaway 3. Just left a little too much off of that one, and it wouldn't go down. Back across midcourt for Jamie. Wants to go up for the left-handed layup. Missed it. Did everything but finish. Trossett will clean up the glass. Trossett back across to Syracuse S. Gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. Left her open. Won't go down. Fountain the rebound. Her second chance also won't go. And the Mounties will come away. 2:45 to go in the third. It's Little Falls 33, Cooperstown 32. To the foul line. The jumper here rattles in and out there for Olivia Lindsay. And the Hawkeyes, the orange and black, will come down with it again for Coop.
Here we are. We've got 10 minutes left in the game. You can start seeing that some of the players with the length of the court are getting a little bit tired. And it'll be interesting to see who can get through these last 10 minutes as Piper Seaman's blocked.
Little Falls comes away after the block. They try to take it coast to coast. And Piper Seaman is whistled for the foul as Nicole Failing put it up. And the ball actually got stuck in between the glass and the rim, and one of the officials elevates and goes up to get that one.
That official, he could probably touch the top of the box.
Yeah, wow.
But now he's got to tuck in his shirt. It came undone on him over there. Some great athleticism shown by the ref. I don't think we figured that we'd be saying that in the broadcast tonight.
I always wonder with officials when something happens like that. Everyone's watching you. Do you want to do that, or you call for the old ball from the sideline to knock it out?
That shows you that he's doing 360 dunks in his driveway.
That's right. First foul shot for Failing is no good. We got some subs coming in here for the Hawkeyes. Abby Ford is back into the game. And Ashley Cougar is in as well. Second shot is good for Failing. She has 9. So it's Little Falls 34, Cooperstown 32. Section 3 Class C championship game here for the girls. 2:15 to go in the third, live from the Carrier Dome tonight in Syracuse. Here is Piper Seaman. Her three ball just doesn't have enough mustard on it. No good. Perez comes down. Rebound is good for Perez. That's a big bucket.
Huge. We got 2 minutes left in the third. Little Falls has been in a little bit of a lull here. No pun intended.
Yeah. We're tied at 34. Perez with a rebound off the miss there by Little Falls is Olivia Lindsay. Trots it back across midcourt, right side. Trots it now into the paint. Floating jumper won't go. Rebound for Ford. Back out for Cuber. Cuber, little 360 spin to the rim. Got it. Big time bucket there for Cuber. And it's Cooperstown 36, Little Falls 34. A minute and a half to go in the third. Cross midcourt here for the Mounties. Great game here for the sectional championship at the Dome. Been a lot of good games around the area tonight as Cooperstown has whistled for a reach and foul here on Perez. In case you're just tuning in, UV boys win earlier today. They advance to the Section 4 Class C championship game. Edmiston boys shock South Courtright 59-57 in the Section 4 Class D semi.
You know, one of the underlying stories here is senior guard for Little Falls, Marotti. She, her sister actually plays soccer at Lemoyne as well. There's connections all over the place on this court. She has actually been held scoreless so far because of the impressive defense by Kate. And they have an opportunity here to tie, but who would have thought that they would still be in the game with their senior captain going scoreless through three?
At the line, first shot for Langdon is up and good. Again, really good scoring balance for Little Falls. Failing with 9, Langdon with 8, Lindsay with 7, and Perrone with 9.
Well,
second shot is
too short.
There's
no superstars on the team, and
no.
I think that's a key component to them.
So a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Cooperstown leads by a point, 36-35. Skip it across to Kate Trotsett. She's in the paint, the floater again. It won't go. Gets her own rebound. Cooperstown doing a good job on the glass. Back out, Piper Seaman won't go. Cuber will gather it up. Floats one back across the top of the zone now for Piper Seaman, and she's fouled. Sold that fake really well with 55 seconds left in the third.
It's only the second foul for Little Falls, though, so Cooperstown's not shooting. But their outside shots mean long rebounds, right? And that's what Cooperstown's been able to take advantage of. They're getting two or three opportunities. They just got to start capitalizing on a few of those.
So Cooperstown leads Little Falls 36-35. And they'll look to get it in. They go to Piper Seaman. She loves that corner three. Fires it up. Got it. Dials long distance for Piper Seaman. She's got 12.
The same thing happened at the end of the third quarter against Weedsport. She hit a huge three that gave Cooperstown the lead, and they were able to hold on from that point forward. Let's see if the momentum sticks with them.
Jamie with a pull-up jumper for Little Falls. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, and we'll have a jump ball. Cooperstown leads 39-35 after that three ball from Piper Seaman. The arrow gives it back to the Hawkeyes.
30 seconds here. They're going to walk it up. They're going to probably hold for the last shot. They're spreading out the floor. No hurry. You got a four-point lead. Take it into the fourth quarter.
20 seconds to go in the third. It's Cooperstown 39, Little Falls 35. Cooperstown doing the right thing here, just working it down, playing for the last shot, not giving the Mounties another chance at it here. Little backdoor pass for Megan Sherman. Can't get it to go. Little Falls with a rebound. Do they have enough time? 5 seconds left, third quarter. They'll look to bring it up. Can they get it off a half-court heave? They do, but it's going to be short. And Cooperstown, with three quarters in the books, leads Little Falls 39-35. Fourth quarter coming up, Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game here on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here live in the Carrier Dome at Syracuse University. Cooperstown girls with a four-point lead over Little Falls, trying to book a trip to the state tournament. Inbounds pass for Little Falls was knocked away by Cooperstown, but they got it back. Little Falls with a three ball on the right side. It's too strong. They get their own rebound, and that was too easy there for Olivia Langdon. Got her own rebound, or the rebound off the shot, I should say, and put it up. And it's back to a two-point game. Cooperstown 39, Little Falls 37. Now Trossett, split two defenders, was wide open, and there's that signature floater again. He's got 11. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, web stream brought to you by SFCU. We'll be back here on Sunday as well as Cooperstown boys will be playing. Baseline drive now for the Mounties. Shot is off the mark. Trossett with a rebound. They're looking to run. Coop with a 41-37 lead. Trossett lost it in transition, and LF will come away with it.
I don't care what team you're on. Olivia Lindsay, number 24 for Little Falls, she has nothing but 100% energy in her the whole game.
Jamie with a shot, baseline left side for Little Falls. It won't go down, and then we'll have a jump ball on the rebound, giving the ball back to the Hawkeyes. And yeah, a lot of effort on both sides here. As you've said it a couple of times, there's some players who do not want the season to end tonight. Yep. You can tell. Cooperstown 41, Little Falls 37. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Trossett, left side. Now goes to Piper Seaman, skips across for Cuber, who's played some big minutes off the bench here for Coop. Cuber back out, will go to Piper Seaman. 10 on the shot clock. It was a kicked ball with 6:40 to go, so the shot clock will reset up to 15. Make sure you stay tuned during our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. In games like this, when we do a broadcast against an out-of-the-area team, we give all three awards to Cooperstown tonight, so a lot of good candidates already.
Well, it seems only fitting.
Yes. So, that is always fun when you get to see some new teams, and I'm sure the kids like to pick up an extra award there, too. So, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Ford, left side.
So Little Falls has actually gone to a triangle in two. They're playing man-to-man against Trossett and Seaman as there's a shot clock violation. So it'll be interesting to see how Cooperstown adjusts here. It's a little hidden zone, but they're going with the old triangle in two, which actually seems like a very smart approach on Munger's part.
Left side here for Little Falls. Yeah, that possession, Cooperstown just looked a little lost there on that shot clock violation. I'm sure they'll get it together here soon. A strip by Cuber, and Cooperstown will come away. Outlet pass to Piper Seaman. Streaks down the left side of the floor with 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Seaman spins, little 360 to the rack, rolls around but won't go. 6 minutes left and the Mounties have the rebound. It's Cooperstown 41, Little Falls 37, the Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game. Pull-up jumper here for Olivia Lindsay is no good, but she is fouled. And we talked about in our pregame how do teams shoot here. It's a big wide-open area at the Carrier Dome. Could come down to foul shooting and how teams handle that tonight.
It very well could. You know, you got a four-point game, 5 minutes left here. She misses the first one. It's very interesting. When you're trying to shoot here, the perspective is completely different. There's nothing behind. You don't have a wall like you would normally see in these small high schools, and you honestly are looking at silver bleachers that are empty.
Second shot is too short. Ford with a rebound, so Little Falls goes 0 for 2 on that trip to the line. Here's Trossett trying to bounce pass. Intercepted, though. Great defense by the Mounties. Stolen right back by Cooperstown. And we'll have a jump ball. Both teams wrestling and scrambling on the floor. This time the arrow will give it back to Little Falls. So 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, our special sponsors tonight include Bassett Healthcare Network, the Cooperstown Booster Club, NYCM Insurance, and the Leather Stocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown leads 41-37. Mounties take it down low, but Jamie was underneath the backboard at a bad angle, and Cooperstown will steal it. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Sherman takes it herself. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Second chance won't go down. Out to Piper Seaman for a 10-footer. That one's no good. Sherman, fourth try, and still won't go, and finally the Mounties come away. Cooperstown leads 41-37 as we come up on 5 to go.
Those are tough ones to miss. Hopefully they can bounce back, but Marotti finally scores her first basket of the game.
41-39. Marotti trying to get going here. That's their first bucket of the game, as Matt said. 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown leads by two. Piper Seaman for a long two, right side. As they go left to right, it's no good. And Vibbard with another rebound. She's been sensational.
She must have close to double digits of rebounds right now.
Trossett will go back to Vibbard. Into the corner for Ford for a pull-up jumper. Rebound on the far side off the miss for Seaman, but she lost it. And Olivia Lindsay comes down the court here, wants to take it all the way, and scores for Little Falls.
How can you not be impressed with that freshman? She is just nonstop, and it's very impressive. Now we got ourselves a tie game. You wanted a close one, Nate. Here you go.
4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, Lindsay had just everybody all over her there. As Cooperstown throws it away here, out of bounds, it's going to go back to Little Falls. Olivia Lindsay just doing everything she can to get Little Falls back in his game.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking at the freshman. The freshman is being the leader on the court right now. And now it's interesting to see who's going to step up for Cooperstown. Little Falls has put a little strangle on the defensive side when they went to that triangle in two. So it'll be interesting to see who steps up.
Kate Trossett playing gritty defense here on Gina Marotti. Little Falls with the ball. Again, we're tied 41-all with 4 minutes to go at the Carrier Dome for the sectional championship between Cooperstown and Little Falls. Jamie in the lane. Her jumper won't fall. Little Falls wanted a foul. They won't get it. And Perez will come away, but then lost it. Oh, let's see. It looks like there's going to be some sort of a call underneath.
Oh, they knocked it out. Little Falls knocked it out.
Okay.
I thought it went off of Emily Perez's knee from our angle, but you hope that the ref saw it right when he's right there.
Yeah. We are courtside. This is a great place to watch and call a game. I love it. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. We're knotted up at 41. Doesn't get much better than this. Here's Ford at the top of the key with a bounce pass to Trossett, right side. Trossett comes off a screen. Left side elbow short. Perez a rebound. Puts it up. Tough angle. Couldn't get it to go. Piper Seaman with a third chance. Works it out to Ford in the corner. Now back to Seaman. Over for Vibbard, right side. For Perez in the corner. Sells her pump fake, takes it to the rim. Gets it to go, and she's fouled. Perez, the senior, will head to the line. She's got 6 points. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming up.
You know, when they went to the triangle in two, you've got now the three offensive players that really need to step up are on the floor right now, Emily Perez, Abby Ford, and Lauren Vibbard. Two of them are not traditionally known as your offensive threats, but they're out there for great defense as well. And Emily Perez stepped up with a huge three-point play.
So she gets the foul shot. Cooperstown leads 44-41. Little pump fake here, and the freshman for Little Falls. Olivia Lindsay tries to take it to the rim. Shot is no good. Mounties come up with the rebound. Oh, they leave her wide open. Is she going to take the three? No. She passes it inside. And Little Falls tries a jumper here. It's off the mark for Olivia Langdon. Got her own rebound off the miss, and she's fouled and will head to the line.
Langdon, in her entire career, she's been a very consistent player. She likes to shoot from the foul line, but what she's doing great right now is she's putting it up and then she's going and following. She's able to get those rebounds and get herself to the line. Right now she has 10 points, possibly after this one 11 points, and I would guess that probably 7 of them have come from the foul line.
Langdon at the line, gets it to go. It's Cooperstown 44, Little Falls 42, with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter for the sectional championship. Second shot is good for Langdon. She's got 12. Chance to go to States is on the line. Cooperstown leads by a point with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. What an exciting Thursday night for local basketball across Section 3 and Section 4. Here is Vibbard at the top of the key. We'll now go to Piper Seaman, right side. Cooperstown going left to right. They go to Perez, and they'll say she traveled at the foul line, giving it back to Little Falls with 2:45 to go.
So Mike Niles is now going back, and she's bringing in some more offense with Megan Sherman, who replaces Abby Ford, coming to the last couple minutes of this game.
Ball at midcourt is knocked out of bounds, and Kate Trossett goes diving out of bounds to try to save it right into our broadcast table here. And a timeout taken by Little Falls. Kate is fine, bounced right back up, even gave us a little thumbs up. We'll step away, 2:40 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown 44, Little Falls 43. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Cooperstown 44, Little Falls 43. Mounties will get it in. They'll go to the right side. Section 3, Class C Girls Championship on the line. It's still possible we could see Cooperstown Unitigo and first round of states. How fun would that be? Pull-up jumper here for Little Falls is no good. Olivia Lindsay wanted it, but it was too strong.
Something to keep an eye on here, too, is that Cooperstown only has two fouls against them. Little Falls only has one. 2 minutes left. That means there's going to be a lot of fouls for whoever has the lead going on. It's going to take a lot of time away because there haven't been many fouls called.
Here's Vibbert at the top of the key. Shot clock coming up on 10. Game clock at 2:05 to go here at the Dome. Perez goes back to Piper Seaman. How aware is she? Steps back on the baseline. Jumper is good.
What
huge
a step
bucket.
Back.
Wow.
She just cleared herself good 4 or 5 feet on the baseline and knocked that down. That was a huge shot.
14 for Piper Seaman. And Cooperstown leads 46-43. Little Falls with the ball at the right low block. Shot is no good. Perez gets a rebound, and she is fouled underneath. Big rebound there by Perez.
You got a feeling right now. There's a feeling in this gym right now that Cooperstown is starting to gain a little bit of momentum to try to pull away here. Little Falls is now going with a full court man-to-man press. See how Cooperstown responds.
Emily Perez gets it in the backcourt, lofts one across, and finds Piper Seaman. They're safely across midcourt. They go to Vibbert left side as the Hawkeyes go left to right. 90 seconds left. A trip to states on the line here for Cooperstown. They lead 46-43.
Here's where experience comes in. You got four players on Cooperstown, three seniors and a junior have all played multiple years of varsity, and they know the situation. They pull the ball out.
There is Vibbert to the right side, five on the shot clock. Underneath, just ran out of real estate, but she was fouled at the last minute with two on the shot clock, a minute 14 to go. Coop leads Little Falls 46-43 and Vibbert to the line.
That was a great call, but it was a late call.
Yes.
The ball had already landed out of bounds before it made that call. And with 2 seconds left on the shot clock, but it's huge.
First shot for Vibbert is up and good. So Vibbert, actually her first point of the night. Second one coming.
Two possession game now.
Second shot for Vibbert. Rattles in and out. Rebound for Little Falls. It's 47-43 with a minute 10 to go in the fourth quarter. Mounties across midcourt. They'll pick it up and skip it. They'll go to Failing on the left side. Failing dumps one down low. Turnaround shot for Olivia Lindsay.
Wow.
Count it. And she goes to the line. She made it. Three-point play opportunity coming up. It's 47-45. Coop by two with exactly a minute to go.
What a play by by Lindsay. I mean, she had her back to the basket, had Kate Trossett pinned deep, faked one way, went the other, and got the foul.
Marathon boys lead Morris 22-12 in the end of the first quarter in that Section 4 Class D semi. Foul shot is no good, but it's loose on the floor as Cooperstown got a rebound. They tried an outlet pass. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Coop. Little Falls is going to hang on to it with 53 seconds to go. Cooperstown leads 47-45. Now a steal on the inbounds pass by Kate Trossett. What a play. Trossett wants to take it to the rim, and she is fouled with 48 seconds to go. Senior leadership right there.
She just picked the pocket of Marotti, and she took it to the hoop about 12 feet away from the hoop. She did a crossover, had Marotti spinned around, and now she's going to the line and trying to make this another two-possession game.
Trossett, first shot is good. Cool, calm, and collected. It's only the sectional final on the line. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Trossett now has 12. Second shot coming.
Kate was actually a call-up her freshman year for the team, that last team that went to the state Final Four for Cooperstown. And now she's looking to win a sectional title and lead this team. And she pushes it to a four-point lead after making the second one.
Trossett with 13. Cooperstown leads 49-45. 48 seconds to go. Timeout, Little Falls. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
48 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown girls leading Little Falls 49-45. Winner will win the Section 3 Class C Girls Championship game live here at the Carrier Dome tonight. Again, a special thank you to all our sponsors, including the Trossett Group Attorneys, Bassett Healthcare, Amphenol of Sydney, SFCU, the Cooperstown Booster Club, Bank of Cooperstown, of course, Stewart's Shop. We are your coffee shop. Mel's at 22 Restaurant, the Leather Stocking Group, Schneider's Bakery, NYCM Insurance, and of course, Clark Sports Center, where most of these young Cooperstown players had their first introduction to the game of basketball, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Inbound pass is taken away by Cooperstown after Little Falls tried to get it in. 40 seconds left. Trossett in the backcourt. We'll bring it across, and now it's fouled with 40 seconds to go. And the Hawkeyes leading 49-45. They're in a great position right now here, Matt.
Absolutely. So that was Little Falls' fifth foul. So now Cooperstown's going to be going to the line shooting two. With how the girls' game works, there is no 1-1. And Trossett can try to push this up to a six-point game with 40 seconds left.
So Trossett will settle in. Again, at the line, the senior. Trossett gets it to go. Hit the front of the rim, and then the iron was kind there to Kate Trossett. She's got 14. That's tied for a team high with Piper Seaman. Very quiet here for the second shot. Swish. Cooperstown leads 51-45. 40 seconds to go. Cross midcourt here for the Mounties. They need a miracle. They go to the top of the key. Now the freshman driving down low. The pull-up jumper there for Olivia Lindsay is off the mark. Sherman with a rebound, and I believe she was fouled underneath with 29 seconds to go.
Nate, I know I'm supposed to remain biased, but I got to tell you, I've got goosebumps right now. A lot of these girls I've coached had the pleasure of coaching, and Mike Niles has done a phenomenal job with this team this year. And to watch what they're doing right now with the eighth grader who, honestly, was probably, when he inserted her into the starting lineup, changed the perspective for this team in this season. She goes up and she misses the first one. But for her to be able to knock this one down, to get into a three-possession game with 29 seconds left, could be humongous for Cooperstown.
I don't know if I've ever seen an eighth grader make such big strides in one season. And Sherman gets the second to go. She's got nine. I saw her, you know, you and I were watching the Delhi tournament early in the year, which is what, the first two games of the year?
Yep.
From then to now, as Little Falls takes the timeout, we'll keep it right here. I mean, it's like night and day. I really can't believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I've had the pleasure of working with her, and I know the family very well. And she will spend 6-7 hours in a gym. But what she does it on the offensive and the defense. When they put her in there, what it did was it put another offensive threat out, gave Kate Trost and Piper Seaman more space to be able to maneuver and do some things. And you know what? The best part about the leadership of this team is they took that eighth grader who, that, you know, think about it. That's a tough position for anybody to be in. And took Megan under their wings, and they've risen to this point. When we were at Delhi, if you would ever think that on February 28th, we'd be talking about Cooperstown 29 seconds away from a sectional championship, I would have called you a liar.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew that they had some pieces, and I knew they were going to have a good year, but I don't think, at least from my outside perspective, that we expected this. I mean, this group has really come together. You can tell they're a team, and it doesn't matter if you're a senior or an eighth grader. I mean, they're just a family.
Yeah, I mean, this team doesn't have a Liz Millay. It doesn't have a Julie Ford, where we've heard those names year after year. They have five players right now that are just playing so well together.
27 seconds left. Little Falls will get it in. Cooperstown leads 52-45. Little Falls needs a three. They need it in a hurry. A step back is no good. Olivia Lindsay with a rebound and a jump ball gives it back to Cooperstown with 19 seconds left. The Hawkeyes are in control right now at the Dome. As a Cooperstown alum, you got to be on the edge of your seat here.
This is phenomenal. This is so exciting. Emily Perez with the long one.
Home run pass for Perez. She'll slow it down. 15 seconds left, and Perez is fouled. And Cooperstown leads 52-45. Perez will head to the line. The four seed Cooperstown. They knocked off the one seed in Weedsport. They're trying to take down the two seed here in Little Falls and go to the state tournament. So Perez to the line. First one is no good. Second one coming. So Perez will settle in. Her shot is rolls out. Little Falls with a rebound. Timeout taken here by the Mounties. We'll step away with 14 seconds left. Cooperstown 52. Little Falls 45. We'll be back for the exciting conclusion here at the Carrier Dome on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, Little Falls. We'll get the ball in with 10 seconds to go. Cooperstown, 10 seconds away from a title. Little Falls with a shot. It won't go. Rebound. We'll come to the Hawkeyes, and Perez is fouled with 4 seconds left. They'll take the long walk down the line to shoot some foul shots, but right now, this is just icing on the cake. I believe we will win chance from the student section, and the Hawkeyes are fired up here at the Dome. What a special moment.
This is awesome. Yeah, as a Cooperstown alum, but I also was coach, and watching these girls. There was actually some things going on in the local media this week of old pictures of these girls actually watching those previous teams play here at the Dome. And now to see them take their moment in the sun as Emily Perez hits the first one to push it to an 8-point game, it's huge.
A lot of smiles here as the Hawkeyes are going to go to the bench and get a couple of reserves in for the last few seconds. Perez goes 2 out of 2. She's got 9. We talked about balanced scoring earlier for Little Falls. Cooperstown's got it as well. 15, 14, 9, and 9.
Niles brings in Haley Seaman and Bailey Behan, the two other seniors on this. He's got 5 seniors on the court right now who get to enjoy this moment.
54, 45. Cooperstown has done it. The 4 seed wins the Section 3 Class C Championship. Post-game show coming up here at the Dome. Huge win tonight for Cooperstown. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We're at the Carrier Dome here where the Cooperstown girls have won the Section 3 Class C Championship Contest. 54-45 over Little Falls. The 4 seed Cooperstown gets it done. A lot of smiles over there. So let's run through our scoring summary for Cooperstown. 15 points from Kate Trossett, 14 from Piper Seaman, 9 apiece from Megan Sherman and Emily Perez, and then 4 from Ashley Kubert, 2 from Kate Donnelly, and 1 from Lauren Vibbard. But Vibbard had a ton of rebounds as well. So a big night as they're coming out to get their shirts and their medals and the trophy and banner and everything here at midcourt. What a special moment at the Dome.
This is fantastic. And to see Kate Trossett and Piper Seaman were just named to the all-tournament team, with Kate Trossett being the MVP. Huge moment for those two. They're two going to be named All-State players for sure, and which I believe you have a vote this year.
Yep,
so that's
okay.
It is. Just put them in there. But to watch this, this is really cool for Cooperstown. Hopefully this is only the first one, and we get to do the same thing on Sunday with the boys.
Yeah, we'll be back here on Sunday where the Cooperstown boys will play in their sectional final. Don't worry, Section 4 fans. We got you on Saturday. We'll have the Unitico girls game. We'll also have the Unadilla Valley boys game. That's right down I-81 here at SUNY Cortland. Spending a lot of time in Section 3 these days.
Yeah, I hear you.
So the Cooperstown girls win here 54-45. Let's give out our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'll see if you agree with me, but I think Kate Trossett, a game-high 15, she will get her Outstanding Offense Award.
Yeah, she was fantastic. She really controlled the offense the entire game, and they really fed off of what she was doing. When she was able to get to the rim, good things happened, and I would definitely say that she was the offensive player.
Next up is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I was thinking Sherman or Perez here for this award. Matt, your thoughts?
I think Sherman would be a good one. She controlled the boards, and I think that would be a good option for them.
So we'll go with Megan Sherman for our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, leaving us with the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. That's an easy one for us. Piper Seaman, 14 points, did a little bit of everything, hit some key shots down the stretch to help the Hawkeyes pull away.
Absolutely. One other player I think we should just mention, not an award per se, but Lauren Vibbard. You're talking about a 4'11" girl who went out there, and she wasn't come close to double-digit rebounds. What she did was just fantastic.
She was really, really great.
Yep.
And was huge on some of those possessions where they were able to get two, three, or four chances. Cooperstown girls are at midcourt here at the Carrier Dome. They got their new championship shirts on. They're getting some nice TV coverage, some nice photos over there. I mean, this is a great moment for sure.
Absolutely. Section 3 does it right, I will say. Section 3 has always done things extremely well, and great game for Little Falls. They did extremely well.
As the Cooperstown girls are holding up their championship banner over on the side of the Carrier Dome here where their fans are, which is behind our broadcast position right at midcourt. So the Cooperstown girls win 54-45, a great moment here for Cooperstown. So Matt's going to go take some photos here of the girls. Just a reminder, we'll be back on Saturday. The Unitego girls will be taking on Watkins Glen for the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship. That'll be at SUNY Cortland at 1 o'clock. And then the UV boys will be playing the winner of Lansing and Moravia. That game's going to be at 3 o'clock on WCDO. So we'll have a doubleheader on Saturday at SUNY Cortland. And then we'll be back here at the Dome on Sunday as the Cooperstown boys will play Utica Academy of Science for the Section 3 Class C Boys Championship. So a ton of fun for sure as Coach Niles comes over, gives us a nice handshake here at the bench. A lot of photos to be had here, so this is a great moment here, as I've said a couple of times, for the Hawkeyes. Coach Niles, just a great guy. Of course, he's got a Unitego connection. He's a Unitego alum. How funny would it be if it ended up being Cooperstown and Unitego in next week's quarterfinal game? We were just saying as Matt comes back in.
Sorry, I had to go take a picture.
Hey, that's as you should. We were saying how funny would it be with Coach Niles. We were talking what a great coach he is, what a great guy, his Unitego connections, how that might work out in a week if Unitego could win on Saturday.
Absolutely. His brother-in-law being the AD down there. And you know what? It would be fun to see him and Bobby on the sidelines. When you see two state champ, we talked about this when we were down in Unitego, when you see two state champion coaches, it's just so cool. You don't see that very often.
No.
And, you know, Bobby did it with Oneonta, and that's why he came back at Unitego. We know why he came back. He wanted to win specifically with these girls, the Perry girls, and that talented young team. I'm interested to see how it's going to be with Watkins Glen and Winnetigo.
Watkins certainly looks like a very good team. Got to see them a little bit the other night when we went up to do the Winnetigo BG game. And, you know, Winnetigo is going to have their hands full, but Winnetigo is young, athletic, quick, and when they are on, they're on. So we're going to see what happens on Saturday. That game's at 1 o'clock. So the winner of the Winnetigo game could end up playing Cooperstown.
You going to make a prediction?
Oh, boy. I probably shouldn't. I think it's going to be a close game. I really do. I mean, obviously, at this point, when the MAC is playing the IAC, I'm pulling for the MAC.
Yep.
As we've said a couple times, you know, we can be homers at this point. And I would love to see Winnetigo win. If they do, I think it's going to be a 5-point or less victory. I think it's going to be tight. I think the best thing that could happen for Winnetigo would be a low-scoring game, kind of like they did with BG.
So okay.
I think their defense could be the key here. So
yeah, you know, I don't know who Cooperstown would rather see, too. Do you want to see a team that you've seen twice who's, you know, they've dominated them twice, to be honest with you. But or do you want to see that new team, Watkins Glen, who's just 2-3 years off of a state championship?
Yeah.
And they've got a great coach and a great program there. I think it would just be great to see two local teams. And you just don't see that very often.
No, that would be a ton of fun, for sure. The last time I can remember it happening is we were reminiscing before the game, I think Harpersville, Cooperstown, maybe 2014, somewhere in there.
That would have been 2015.
When Miranda Drummond for Harpersville, plays here at Syracuse, was still patrolling the sidelines there for Coach Ernsbeck. So, wow, great victory here tonight. Let's wrap it up. Cooperstown girls win 54-45. Matt, we'll see you on Sunday.
Nate, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. This was great, and I'm glad that we actually had a great game here so then you didn't have to miss that Edmiston South Courtright one, because that's the story of the night.
Edmiston boys upset South Courtright, the number one team in the state, 59-57. So I'm sure, I mean, that was a game we were supposed to do last night. We got snowed out, and we weren't going to drop this game here. So we've had a great night of games across the board in Section 4 and Section 3. Again, Cooperstown girls win the Section 3 Class C Championship tonight, 54-45 over Little Falls. We will give a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in Sydney. We'll see you on Saturday at Cortland and then back here on Sunday in the Dome. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next time on CDO Sports.